Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy, and is this the most cast we've ever had at one time?
This is a lot. Yeah. I'm loving this for us, though, because we are surrounded by five young women that are iconic.
Absolutely. Just some of the finalists for the Young Women of Distinction. The virtual event is happening on the 18th, so just... pretty just ran around the corner, really.
It really is.
And so basically, as you said, just incredible, incredible, incredible high school seniors.
Legends.
That are going to make me feel terrible about myself because you've already accomplished at 17, 18 years old more than I could probably ever dream of. So we need to highlight these ladies.
Again, I feel like getting my feelings hurt today. So let's do this.
Sure. Yes. So the virtual event, again, happening on the 18th. Four scholarships will be awarded. $2,500 scholarships. So this is some money on the line. And of course, some recognition as well. So let's welcome in the ladies, shall we? I figure we'll just go through one by one and kind of run through some of your guys' highlights.
Very like game show-esque. Yeah. I kind of like it.
So Delaney is going to be up first. Delaney, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. So Delaney is from Our Lady of Mercy.
Yes.
For young women. And you're a senior. Obviously, all you guys are seniors. And Breeze, I think that you are going to resonate with Delaney, especially because of the environmental angle.
I knew you were going to say it. I knew you were going to say it. I am an amateur environmentalist, so I think I could learn a thing or two from you. Let's talk about how you got involved in such a club, because you're actually vice president?
Yeah, so I'm co-founder of a club here at Mercy called the Green Team. We basically just push for different environmental kind of aspects at Mercy. Our biggest project last year was switching from plastic silverware to metal silverware. Okay. So that was a huge accomplishment.
Cool.
For me. Also for the environment, aside from Green Team, I run my own business, and a third of all the proceeds, all the profits that I make from that business go into a different environmental fund every single month. So I actually just made my donation to the Great Lakes Alliance, which was really exciting. And this is all kind of new for me, but Green Team has been like a really good way for me to kind of learn about the environment and also just bring awareness to other girls my age.
That's incredible.
Cool.
Again, as we said, you guys are more accomplished than us already.
Yeah. I like just celebrated Earth Day by like picking up trash.
Yeah,
that was
cool too, Breeze. That was a nice try. So Delaney, for you as well, you've been on scholarship roll for 6 years in a row. Casual, very casual. You're going to be graduating with Excellence Awards in theater, forensics, and English. It's quite a mixture of different things.
Yes, for sure.
And then also, I feel there's a golf connection. You're probably also a better golfer than I am.
Oh,
yeah. You'd be surprised.
For sure.
No, you'd be surprised by Corey, too.
Yeah, not great. So what does it mean to be recognized and a finalist for Young Women of Distinction?
I think for me, I've always kind of seen myself as a leader. So to be raised up in the Rochester community by the Women's Council was really empowering, to just feel this validation of, like, we see you, we see the work that you do. And I have so much gratitude for everyone on the council, everyone at Mercy who's kind of helped me through my journey. And I just really look forward to the future and everything that's going to happen.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations on all the hard work so far.
Yeah,
and
that's
certainly
amazing.
Congratulations on being a finalist for Young Women of Distinction.
Such an honor, yeah. Truly.
Want to move on over to Catherine?
All right. Catherine Fitzpatrick, she's with us, and she's a senior at Batavia High School. Catherine, what do you got for us? Your laundry list of extracurriculars is insane. I was also on student government, so we have that tie as well. Mock trial, music assemblies. What else do you do? Like, is there anything you can't do?
Sometimes it does feel like I can do anything. I like to think that. It does get kind of overwhelming at times, but I've just, this year especially, I've been working really hard on making sure that whatever I'm doing, I'm taking it at 100% and I'm not doing anything that I can't handle. But so far I've been able to do all of my clubs pretty well this year, even with the craziness that's been happening.
Yeah, sure. We haven't even touched on that. I mean, the past year of all of your lives has had to be insane, as it has been for obviously, you know, all of us. But the difficulty of learning in a different way certainly had to be very challenging.
And you're 14th in your class out of 170?
Yeah.
That's great. That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, thank you. It's a lot of studying, a lot of work. It's worth it in the end, so...
For sure.
So someday you would like to be a lawyer or a congresswoman is your goal.
Oh,
yes, that is true. I've had a lot of experience with politics being on my city youth board, and that's really inspired me to go forward doing politics. But also I'm interested in law with mock trial and everything. So I think I'm going to start with law and then eventually transition.
Fantastic.
Casual, again, truly.
Getting to know a few of the finalists for the Young Women of Distinction Award. All right, let's move on to Vivana from Brighton High School. Hi, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Doing fantastic. Again, so excited for all of you to be able to join us. You know, we only have probably another 15 minutes here, so we can't do all of your accomplishments. That would pretty much eat up all of it. But some of the things that you're most proud of.
I think so. One thing that I'm really proud of, for me especially, is I'm a co-founder for an organization called Rochester Peer Tutoring. And it's an organization that really connects students from all over Rochester, Monroe County, anyone who'd like to be, you know, tutored and needs that extra help, especially with the whole current like schooling that's going on with hybrid and remote. It's just been really hard on students, I could say globally, but basically what the organization does is we connect a lot of high school students who want to tutor with students from different districts. And it really, I think the biggest accomplishment is like being able to impact these students with such like collaboration and teamwork that goes into, this organization with all these different students that I've gotten to meet over the past like 7 months or so from all these different school districts who are so passionate with helping and like educating other students and just being there for them in such a hard time with the pandemic. It really shows that a small idea and like a small impact with one student can make such a big impact in your community. So I'm like really, really proud of that.
That's awesome.
As you should be. That's an incredible accomplishment. Did you see it going this way and getting to this level?
Honestly, I started off with just like my school district and just like wanting to help students who, you know, are just really struggling at this point with and just need that extra guidance and that that peer-to-peer relationship. But honestly, I really did not expect this response from like so many school districts that we've reached out. They were so, friendly. They were just welcoming. And recently we got interviewed by the Monroe County School Board Administration as well. And really getting that word out to so many other students who possibly would need this help. I think it's really, really great. And it's just growing every day, and we're getting tutors and new tuties and students who are really interested in being part of this program as well. So it's like really, really nice.
That's amazing.
It's awesome to give back like that.
It is. And speaking of giving back, on top of this and on top of course, all of your schoolwork, also you're very involved in charitable organizations as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, it really just comes down to being able to be there for one another. And I think that association is really important. And, a lot of the times you want to reach out to someone and you don't always get that opportunity. So being able to just reach out and being able to, be there for one another and make sure that whatever you're doing, you're doing it to an extent that you can, you know, make an impact in someone else's life is really, really cool.
That's so awesome.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Karis Cars. Did I say that correctly?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So rare.
I butcher names, so that's like a huge accomplishment for me. Not even close to your guys, but you know what I mean. You are a senior at World of Inquiry School. You are top 5 in your class, and you've maintained a 4.0 GPA for your entire high school career. Is that fake news?
No, it's true.
That's amazing. And you have so many other things that you are involved with: leadership, community service, academic, and everything in between. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Got a mixture of everything in there. I don't know what to talk about.
Yeah, next. Where do you start? When there's so much, it's hard to just pick one. Breeze, why don't you pick one?
Let's talk about the Urban League Black Scholar. How about that?
Okay. So the Urban League is I believe it's a national organization, but there's a Rochester chapter. And I believe after ninth grade is when they start pulling grades and deciding who's going to be a Black Scholar. So I believe it's like a 3.5 GPA and up. And there's this big ceremony, and it's cool. I really enjoy it. It's like a big celebration for all of the Black students in the county.
That's incredible. And not only did you receive that, but you also received the Black History Month Scholar Award as well.
Yes, for my district. There were a few of us from my school, but from the entire district, there are about 20 to 30.
Okay. That's great. And then there's so many philanthropy groups that you're involved in as well that do food drives and breast cancer walks and fundraising for so many different organizations like March of Dimes, St. Jude's Hospital. How'd you get involved in that?
So I am the Arcanet president of the Psi Omega Zeta chapter of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I began as an AmiKet in 2016, and we just kind of graduate from there. I think my mom found them on Facebook and she was like, well, you're doing it, so let's go.
She's like, no choice there. My mom's the same way.
Right, sure, right. Yeah. I enjoyed it. It's really fun. There's a lot of great connections that you can make, a lot of mentorship. It's a big sisterhood, and there's like a lot of different opportunities that you can get through that.
Did you tell your mom she was right?
No. Why would you?
Can't give her that. Just can't give her that. I'm sure she's incredibly proud.
You will in like 10 years. Don't worry.
It'll
eventually cave.
Sure. Yeah. It'll come. All right. It'll come.
Again, getting to know some of the finalists for our Young Women of Distinction. All right. Up last. You ready? I know she's been waiting patiently. We've got Cecily with us from Pittsford Southern High School. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Another environmentalist. You've actually lobbied for some change. This is incredible. Talk about that.
Yeah. So I started lobbying in the state legislature through a few different groups. So with the Climate Solutions Accelerator of the Genesee Finger Lakes region, which is more of a, I guess, adult group. And then the New York Youth Climate Leaders, which is a youth climate organization. And we actually just had our Earth Day lobby day where I was a lobby lead for the first time. So I scheduled the meetings and I like organized the group. So that was a really cool experience, but I just, I love it because I get to have an impact on the political process, in a way other than voting, which is cool. And actually, I lobbied for the Climate and Community Investment Act, and both of my assembly member and my senator that represent me, both co-sponsored the act, which was what we were asking them to do. So that was really cool that it was successful.
That's incredible. For someone who's so young to have that impact already, it's got to be amazing. Insane. Yeah. What have they said? They have to be so proud. That is something you're able to accomplish. It's an incredible thing.
Yeah. It felt great that our groups were successful with our efforts.
So what else are you involved in? Give us some more of the highlights of the things that you're just most proud of. I know it's tough to siphon through everything when there's so much.
I'm pretty proud of my involvement in the Rochester Jewish community and just the Jewish community in general. I'm a member of USY, which has enabled me to meet Jewish teens from all over the country, which has been pretty cool. And I have written programs and led programs at conventions and events, which I never really thought I'd be able to do.
Sure.
And it has also really helped me kind of deepen my connection with Judaism. I've always really loved the Jewish community, but I've never really considered myself religious. And I don't really consider myself super religious, but I really have been interested in the connection between Judaism and social justice, which has kind of influenced my environmental advocacy, because it's really important in the Jewish religion to like advocate for other people and take care of the planet.
It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. All right, your plans moving forward here.
Yeah, I want to study math and environmental science in college. And I'm not 100% sure what I want to do yet, but probably something with environmental statistics or something of that nature.
Breezy. Corey and I don't even know what we're doing.
It's going for it. It's going for the joke. You beat me to it.
We don't know what we're doing any day of our life.
Fake it till you make it really is. It's not like a saying. It's like a thing to live by sometimes. So you are all absolutely incredible. Seriously, it's so impressive, the accomplishments.
And you're so young, too.
Like,
if this is where you are now, I can't even imagine where you're going to be in 10 years from now.
Certainly, and certainly excited for the Young Women of Distinction virtual event that's happening, where we'll find out who the winners are. In my book, though, and I know it's cheesy to say it, but I mean it from the heart, all winners already, seriously. It's it's so impressive. We can't say that enough. So thank you for taking the time to talk a little bit about some of your accomplishments, and we look forward to seeing you on the 18th for the event.
It's a lot to be proud of. Thanks,
absolutely.
Guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.